Casson had been the magistrate on call the night the Fenice caught fire, which meant that he was the first city official the police and fire departments were supposed to contact in case of an emergency. In the excitement, they forgot. However, Casson lived with a woman who was a television journalist for RAI. They were at home in Canareggio when she received a call from RAI about the fire. They went up to their altana and saw the flames. 5 minutes later, Casson was in a police launch on the way to the Fenice. He arrived on the scene in time to witness a territorial dispute between the local police and the national police, the Carabinieri. Both were claiming they had arrived at the fire first. A police officer was saying to an officer of the Carabinieri, "In any case, we have jurisdiction in the city and you don't." And the Carabinieri countered with, "But we are better equipped to handle this kind of investigation than you are." Casson performed his first official act of the night by intervening and telling both sides that the office of the public prosecutor was responsible, so he, Casson, would decide who was in charge of what. Shortly before midnight, Casson went to police headquarters, the Questura, and signed an order sealing the theater and making it a crime for anyone to enter it without authorization. His intention was to protect the integrity of the evidence, and to do that he was willing to keep the theater sealed for months if necessary. He would not permit salvage crews to move any of the debris until the investigators had finished their work. He even rebuffed the superintendent, who was struggling to arrange a benefit concert for the Fenice and wanted to retrieve files on major donors from his office, which was in a part of the building that was not completely destroyed. Casson gave the panel of experts 60 days to complete their technical analysis of the evidence and issue a final report. He wanted answers to 11 questions: the time and place the fire started, whether the cause was arson or negligence, the time of the flashover, when the fire spread to other parts of the theater, the condition of the theater before the fire, the extent of fire prevention systems inside and outside the theater, the situation regarding the canals around the Fenice, the condition of smoke and fire detectors prior to the fire, the nature of substances present in the theater at the time of the fire, analysis of the ashes from the ridotto, a description of the wiring in the theater, and finally, an estimate of damages and identification of those responsible for any dangerous conditions. It was generally assumed that the panel's ultimate conclusions would confirm its preliminary finding, which, as the Gazzettino reported, ruled out arson with near mathematical certainty. Leonardo Corbo, the civil protection chief from Rome, had been named chairman of the panel. He announced that they would study the rubble of the theater with forensic precision, as if the Fenice were a corpse laid out on an autopsy table. "Every fire has its DNA," he said, "its black box. Fires leave certain indelible traces. Some are obvious and can be identified at a glance. Others cannot be seen with the naked eye, but can be analyzed with the help of sophisticated technologies and instruments, which, fortunately, we have."